Well, last weekend...
Oh, that's not so bad.
...will be 2 months since I stopped trying.
Maybe you need to spice things up a little.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You could tie her up, she could tie you up, you could eat stuff off each other.
Oh.
You know, dirty talk, menage a trois, toys.
Wow.
Role-playing. You could be the warden, she could be the prisoner, you could be the pirate, she could be the wench.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah, or you could be two stockbrokers and you're rolling around naked on the trading floor and everybody's watching. Never happened.
So how's it going with Joey?
Oh, just great. He beeps you now with codes. One is bring me food. Two is I'm with a girl, bring us food. Three is I'm lost and I can't find food.
Aw, sweetie. Is there any food around here?
Hey. Is she going to be all right?
Yeah, she's right in there.
Oh, great.
Hey, we'll take off those pants. They look ready.
And over there is Brady's Pub, where I like to unwind after a long day of surgeoning.
Wow. Oh, this is so amazing. What else? What else?
Well, that is a large piece of television equipment.
Huh?
And that is an old man. Hey, old man.
Hey.
All righty. What do you say we head back to my place?
Wow. You know, I would really love to, but I shouldn't.
Why? Why can't the world stop turning? Just for a moment. Just for us.
Isn't that a line from the show?
I may have said those things before, but I never truly meant them. Until now.
That's a line from the show, too!
Okay, you watch too much TV.
Here you go, Joe. Here's the freshly squeezed orange juice you asked for.
Thanks. Yeah, there's pulp in that.
Yeah?
Thought we talked about this. I don't like pulp. No pulp. Pulp isn't juice. All juice. Okay?
I'm sorry. I guess I just like the pulp.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I am being so rude. Rachel, would you like a soda or something? Because Chandler will run right out and get it.
Well, sure. Iced tea would be great.
Iced tea.
Okay.
Anything for you, sir?
Didn't I not just tell him? Okay, look, Chandler, if this is gonna work, you have got to listen.
You're gonna throw that juice at me, aren't you?
It's not all juice.
So, honey, this morning was fun, huh? Me hopping in on you in the shower there?
Yeah, maybe someday we could get a place with 2 bathrooms.
Look, Carol, I was thinking maybe we can spice things up a little.
What do you mean?
Carol, our sex life, it's just not...
Yeah!
Hey there, little fella! Hey, why don't we get some shoes on you, huh? Hey, why don't you show Dad how you can put your shoes on in your room? Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Seriously, our sex life. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, we could try some new things, you know, for fun.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Well, what if we were to tie each other up? Some people eat stuff off one another. Yeah. You know, we could try dirty talk. We could have a threesome.
I love that idea.
Sold a story to Archie Comics.
Oh my God, that's so great! Oh wow! You're a published writer! I wish I had a present for
you. Oh. Wait a minute. My last kid get more.
You want to share it?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Janet, look, I know you're mad, but I just want to say I'm sorry. I was a total jerk. Completely over the line. I hate pulp. You know? You know how Monica feels about low-fat mayonnaise?
It's not mayonnaise!
Yeah, okay, well, anyway, I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and here.
What's this?
Fresh-squeezed orange juice with pulp, just the way you like it.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Joey! Joey! Chandler sold a story to Archie Comics.
Oh, my God, that's great. Congratulations. Well, what's the story?
Oh, you wouldn't care. It's just a stupid comic book story.
Are you kidding me?
I love Archie and the whole gang.
Well, Archie needs money to fix his jalopy. But he doesn't want Reggie to just give him the money. So Reggie hires him as his assistant. As his butler, and then makes him do all these crazy things, like bring him milkshakes that can't have lumps in them.
Wait a minute. That sounds a little familiar.
Did they already do that one? Because I think I read it.
Oh, Monty, listen, I have to ask. Okay, Joey Tribbiani invited me back to his apartment. Now, does he do this with a lot of girls?
Yeah, a lot. A lot, a lot.
Oh, and I'm one of them! Oh, I just cannot believe this. I mean, Joey Tribbiani.
Now, Rachel, you don't have to use his last name.
Oh, but Monica, come on. I mean, it's Joey Tribbiani.
I guess you have to. You know, it's none of my business, but aren't you married?
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could just not be married for a little bit. You know, I just wish we could be, like, on a break.
Well, you're not.
Oh, it's so easy for you. I mean, you're not married. You get to have sex with whoever you want.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, don't think I don't, because I do. I mean, all the time. You betcha.
Monica?
Mm-hmm.
You've done it, right?
Of course I have. What do you think, I'm like some 30-year-old virgin?
Oh, my God, you're a 30-year-old virgin.
Say it louder. I don't think the guy all the way in the back heard you.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's not like I haven't had the opportunity. I mean, you know, I'm just waiting for the perfect guy. Mm-hmm. See, I'm seeing this guy, Roger, right? I mean, you know, he's not perfect, but... I think maybe I should just get it over with. You know, give him my flower.
Oh, my God, do it. Honey, you've waited long enough.
You know what? You are right.
Yes, my sex does not have to be a big deal. There shouldn't be all these rules and restrictions, you know? People should be able to sleep with whoever they want, whenever.
Rachel, I'm never going to think it's okay for you to cheat on your husband.
Oh, what do you know, virgin?
Phoebe, why is smoke coming out of the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, the doctor said that could be one of the side effects.
Phoebe, put that cigarette out.
No, it's not a cigarette. The smoke is coming out of me.
Put it out.
Okay.
So glad you're here.
I got it.
Oh, give it to me.
I got it.
Give it.
Hello? No, she can't come to the phone right now. Oh, right, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Was it my work? Were they mad? Was it Jack? Did he yell?
No, just relax. Nobody yelled. Jack just was calling to make sure you were getting better.
Thank God.
Yeah, she's fine.
You've done all you can, Dr. Wesley. You've got to let her go.
Goodbye and Godspeed, Hope Brady. Not so fast, Wesley. I'm worried. That's right, Wesley. I just stopped by to say that you're not a real doctor. And that woman's brain is fine.
Oh, thank God.
Hope. Hope.
Drake.
You're not dying, Hope. You're gonna live a long, healthy life with me.
Hi, Joey. It's Rachel. I am free tomorrow night. Yeah, sure, sure, I could bring some sandwiches.
So, honey, this, this threesome thing, I mean, how are we even going to start to find...
Ooh, actually, I've been making a list of all the women I know who might be into doing this.
Oh. Wow. Huh. Boy. Well, someone's been doing their homework.
Yeah. Oh, and I know Gil Roston is in there twice, but she is so...
Oh, I know. You know, just talking about it is getting me kind of...
Oh, me too.
Yeah? Well, I think Ben's asleep.
Oh, you know, I think it'll be better if we just save it.
Yeah. Right. Save it. I can do that. Hi!
That dumb hat. What are you, late for your paper route?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Here's your paper. I'm sorry about your window. Oh,
Hey, Phoebs.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I've got to get out of this bed. I'm going crazy here. Crazy!
Here you go, sweetie.
What the hell is this, herbal tea? I hate herbal tea.
But I put some honey in it. You need honey, you need.
She doesn't know she was fired yet, does she?
No, the doctors say it may kill her.
What are you two girls whispering about over there?
But I think we should tell her.
Look, Phoebs, maybe this whole heart attack thing is a sign that you should start thinking about getting a different job.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest? Because we've got a winner here.
See, he's right. People are not supposed to have heart attacks at 31.
I know, but if I didn't work there, what else would I do?
Well, you used to like playing the guitar.
Yeah, that was lucrative. Smart like your brother.
What about, you know, the massage thing? That never gave you a heart attack.
Pulling in a salary in the high six figures or rubbing gross naked people for chump change. Ooh, what do I do? What will I do?
I mean, it's just so realistic.
I know. Yeah. His name's Pat.
Pat the dog.
Oh, I get it!
Oh, God.
You ready for a refill?
I probably shouldn't. Oh. So I will!
Oh! Wow! It's like it's raining.
Pretty cool, huh? But if you're thinking you could put a fish in there and it wouldn't get sucked up into the mechanism, well, you'd be wrong.
Can I use your bathroom?
It's right through there.
Okay. You know, I gotta tell you, if someone told me a week ago that I would be peeing in Joey Tribbiani's apartment...
Yeah, life's pretty great, isn't it?
I hope you're hungry. We're starting with oysters. You know what they say about oysters, don't you?
They have parasites.
No. Well, some people say that oysters are an aphrodisiac.
What people?
People. People say it. Come here.
So, oysters, huh?
And then we're going to have a little Middle Eastern couscous. Something we can eat with our hands.
You know, it's funny, when we were studying communicable diseases...
No. It's sensual.
Oh, didn't know. Okay.
Okay. No.
I'm sorry, sweetie, it's the hospital. The food looks great. Maybe save me some?
I can't promise anything.
We're really gonna do this, huh?
Looks like it.
You know, if this is too weird for you, you can still back out anytime.
I got it.
Okay.
Susan, hi. Hey. Thank you so much for coming.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
I'm Ross, by the way.
Hello, Ross. I love what you've done with this space.
Thank you so much.
How hot is this?
I'm sorry you're here with me instead of Roger.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I could make it seem like he's here. Here's some little-known facts about couscous. They didn't add the second couscous until 1979.
Stop it. That's not funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry, okay? Just... tonight was supposed to be, you know... it was supposed to be a big deal.
What was tonight?
You don't want to know what tonight was.
Okay. What was tonight?
Tonight was going to be my first time.
With Roger? Not just with Roger? Oh, my God.
All right, relax, mister. I've had sex 4 times.
4 different women. I've had sex way more times.
How many?
9.
Waiting for the perfect guy, you know?
Well, good. Good for you. You really think that Roger's the perfect guy?
No, he's not a horrible guy.
Hey, that's what I tell girls about me.
Chandler, I'm gonna die a virgin.
No, you are not. You are sweet and wonderful, and this is gonna happen for you.
Really? When? You wanna do it with me?
Okay.
I was kidding.
So was I.
Joey, you're such an amazing actor. How do you know where Dr. Drake Ramore leaves off and Joey Tribbiani begins?
Well, with Dr. Drake, they always tell me what to say. And with Joey, I pretty much had to make it up on my own.
Wow. Tell me something, Joey. Woo!
Fell right off the couch there.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me hear you.
Whoops.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When was the last time someone told you just how beautiful you are?
Wow. I can't feel my hands.
Come on, come here.
Huh? Huh? Oh.
We can't do this.
No. Oyster?
Yeah. If we did do this, there'd be a lot of pressure on me. you know, because you've been waiting for a very long time, and I wouldn't want to disappoint you.
Yeah, but see, I have nothing to compare it to. So even if you were horrible, how would I know?
I do like that.
It's harder for me. I've got those four other women to compete with.
Well, if it helps, there were only three. So it would just be for tonight, right?
Absolutely. It would just be one friend helping out another friend.
Stop it. We're not doing this. Let's do it.
No. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you have any, moves?
I have some moves.
I have no moves.
Okay.
Okay, what you doing there? I'm sorry, this is just too weird.
Yeah, let's just forget it.
Yeah. What if I turn out the lights?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Chandler?
Yeah.
That's the couch.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'll tell you something. We are going to do that again.
Oh, okay.
Morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't believe Joey Tribbiani heard me throw up.
He actually saw you a little bit, too.
No. Oh, God. We didn't.
No. Not after seeing that.
God, I'm just a horrible person.
Why?
Because I'm married. That's right. I'm a married woman. And I came to a TV star's apartment to have an affair. Ugh.
That's ridiculous. I'm not a star. I'm just a regular famous actor.
Yeah, and I'm a horrible, horrible person.
Oh, Rachel, will you stop saying that? Hey, look. Remember on the show when Capri was dying and she gave me...
The ring from the cave, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. They let you keep that stuff?
Sure. As long as they don't find out, you can keep whatever you want. And I want you to have it.
No.
Yes. And every time you look at it, I want you to remember that you are a good person. Okay? Now, you had the chance to cheat, and with me. But you didn't. And that's what this ring stands for.
But I thought that ring stood for Capri's undying love for her brother.
Look, you want the ring or not?
Yeah.
Hey, look at you. You're up.
All right.
Thought I'd try to take a walk. Will you pour me some water? I'll be back soon.
Whoa. You're not going to use the payphone to call work, are you?
No. I've learned my lesson.
Come on. Shoes, briefcase. Thanks, Lou. Good luck with the gallbladder.
Hey, Joe, did you ever have a threesome?
Look, Ross, I think Carol's great, and I'm sure you're a very attractive man. But
No, the reason I'm asking is that... I sort of had one last night.
You?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so, was it amazing?
It was okay.
Just okay. Did you do it right?
It's just, did you ever go to a party and think, would anyone really miss me if I weren't here?
But still, Ross... Your worst day with two women?
Pretty much better than any other day.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just, my part seemed to be over pretty quickly, and then there was a lot of waiting around.
But you got to be with both of them, eh?
Not really. It was just Carol.
Not the other one?
No, she kept kicking me away.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
Well, hey, at least you got to see a lot of stuff.
Oh, huh? I saw a lot of stuff.
You get a little bored?
A little. Yeah. Made a snack. Yeah.
What'd you have?
Just a sandwich. Yeah. Turkey. A little mustard.
Sounds good.
It really was.
Hey. Let me tell you about this chick I scored with last night. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was you.
Hey, check me out. I'm a slut.
So you want to do something tonight?
Oh, I can't. Dr. Rogers coming over again.
Oh. Oh, right. Right, because you're still seeing him, and he's a good guy. I mean, I remember a time...
Are you okay?
Yeah, totally. Totally, are you?
Great. It's so amazing. I mean, last time Dr. Roger came over, I was so nervous. But then after being with you, I'm all like, can the doctor see me now?
I bet he can.
You know, I don't have an appointment, but I sure could use a physical. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Fooha! Oh! My God, Barry!
You said you were going to be away all weekend.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I am early. Finish, please! Look who's back.
Hey, Phoebes.
Hey.
Call security. Phoebes, didn't you get fired?
I don't think so.
Phoebe?
Jack! Hey!
What are you doing here?
All better. Back to work. Except this clown from research told me I was fired. He should do his research, huh?
Well, you were fired.
Nuh-uh.
I told that guy who answered your phone.
Oh, okay, I didn't get that message, so this doesn't count. Anyway, I'll be in my office.
Phoebe, you don't have an office.
That's all right, I'll work right here. This is good, next to this plant.
Let's see.
In my office. Look, I have made a lot of cash for this company, okay? I am talking big bucks. Pesos, yen, rubles. You make one little mistake.
You lost $13 million.
Oh, so now this is all about money. You know, it's bad enough. Then, ow. Oh, you have got to be kidding.
Are you all right?
I'm having another heart attack.
What?
I'm having another heart attack. Call 911. Dumbass. Hey, Phoebes, how's it going? Well, they fired me, and I'm having a heart attack. Oh, well, welcome back. Yeah.
Hey, Ross.
Hi, Rachel.
Is Joey Tribbiani here?
No.
Well, if you see him, will you please tell him that I'm looking for him and that this time I am not gonna throw up?
Well, that's always good news. Are you okay?
Me? I'm great. I'm fine. I'm so good. But you know who's not great? Men. You're a man, right, Ross?
Yeah.
Sit down.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Do wedding vows mean squat to you people? And why is it that the second we tell you we are going out of town, bam, there you are, in bed with the neighbor's dog walker?
We're sorry.
No, seriously. Seriously. What has happened to the sanctity of marriage?
Didn't you spend last night at Joey's?
Oh, what are you, a detective?
Look, I don't know what's going on with you and your husband and what is hopefully an adult dog walker. Look, can I just say, not all men are like that. Okay? Oh. Hey, there are some men who will do whatever it takes to make their marriage work. Okay, there are some men who will stand by and watch as their wives engage in what can only be described as a twosome with some woman she barely knows from the gym.
Who are these men?
Just men. A guy I know.
Well, you might want to tell him. It sounds like his wife is gay.
She is not. She's gay. Oh, my God. She is so gay. I can't believe this.
Good day for married people, huh?
Sorry your husband cheated on you.
I'm sorry your wife is gay. I guess women aren't that great either, huh?
Try telling my wife that.
Okay to come in?
Yeah, come in, eat, whatever you want. Dr. Roger got beeped again.
Yeah, I know. Guess who beeped him?
What?
On the ruptured spleen.
Why would you do that?
Because you shouldn't be with him. You should be with me.
Really?
Yeah, when you were talking about Roger, that was killing me. Look, things like last night, they don't just happen, you know? Or at least not to me. Went with the other two women? In the morning, you know, I would just lie there and I couldn't wait to just go hang out with my friends. But with you, I was, you know, already with a friend.
Chandler.
And I know you probably don't want to go out with me, you know, because I make too many jokes and I've never been in a serious relationship and I guess I'm not technically a doctor.
There was just one woman, wasn't there?
No, there were two.
Including me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It only takes two heart attacks to finally make you see. One of them won't do it, but the second will set you free. Tell all your hate and anger, it's time to say goodbye. And that is just what I will do soon as those bastards I worked for die.